Vice President Bagwesimisa Arthur has inaugurated the ultra-modern office complex for the World Bank Group in Ghana. This is expected to foster greater collaboration and provide better service for the country's public and private sectors. Vice President Imisa Arthur said the office complex symbolizes maturing and long-lasting relations between Ghana and the World Bank Group. Seth Eya reports for Radio Ghana.
The World Bank since 1957 has supported Ghana with about $10 billion through the financing of projects including the Akosombo Dam. Vice President Imisa Arthur said Ghana's relations with the World Bank Group has been long and fruitful.
It's a relationship that has developed the use of the analytical capacity of the group, which led to the structure adjustment program, and through the process of the support of the IDA for the public investment program in Ghana, to the support for public sector institutions and their growth in the country, and then developed into support for the private sector, especially small and medium enterprises. It is also gratifying to note that it is a mature relationship with the World Bank Group after Ghana's graduation into middle-income status.
The World Bank Country Director, Yusufa Crooks, said the bank values its relations with Ghana. It will therefore collaborate with her in efforts to further transform the country's economy.
We do know one thing for sure, and that is that today Ghana has an unrivaled opportunity to harness an emergent source of large-scale resources to propel and to sustain high growth. The key challenge as we look at these prospects is frankly going to be using these resources to foster higher and sustained growth in the non-oil sector. Looked at from the outside, I think the building says very, very clearly that the World Bank Group is here to stay for a very long time.
The Vice President of the World Bank Group in charge of Sub-Saharan Africa and Latin America, Jean-Philippe Prosper, praised Ghana for taking the lead in Africa's economic renaissance. Seth Iyia, reporting for Radio Ghana.